USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Five detained U.S. citizens released by Iran in a deal with the Biden administration are on their way back to America. Secretary of State Antony Blinken greeted them when they arrived in Doha.
The freedom of these Americans for so long, unjustly imprisoned and detained in Iran, means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again.
The agreement involves the transfer of $6 billion from South Korea to Qatar, along with the release of five Iranians facing U.S. charges. The Americans are now on a plane back to the United States. A report is indicating that the Biden administration has been separating families at the U.S.-Mexico border. According to NBC News, Border Patrol agents temporarily separated families over the summer, and there is potential for the practice to continue amidst the current migrant surge. The report attributes the summer separations to overcrowding. Discussions surrounding a renewed attempt at a bipartisan immigration reform is gaining momentum. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, however, said he had hoped some sort of reforms would have happened by now.
My thought was that at some point things would get so bad that President Biden might be prompted to actually do something, and I guess I was wrong.
Since President Biden took office, more than 5.5 million people have entered the country illegally. The United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's Big Three automakers is in its fourth day. The union held meetings over the weekend with Ford and GM, and they are meeting with Stellantis today. Auto workers are pushing for improved pay and pension benefits. Elon Musk is suggesting the implementation of a subscription fee for all users of his X social media platform. According to Bloomberg, Musk informed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that X will be transitioning to a modest monthly payment. He said that a subscription fee is necessary to combat bot accounts on the platform. This is USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried new Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, O'Reilly! Do you need new wiper blades but aren't sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you the best options for your specific vehicle and even install your new wipers for free. And right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The CDC recommends COVID boosters for everyone age 6 months and up, but compliance is uncertain. Vaccine mandates, previous outreach efforts, and urgency have waned. The CDC acknowledges the challenge, with 75% of Americans skipping last year's booster. Yale epidemiologist Greg Gonsalves says urging people to get boosters has only worked among Democrats, college graduates, and those earning more than $90,000 a year. Two adults and two children were discovered fatally shot on Sunday inside a suburban Chicago home. Police, responding to a well-being check around 8:40 in Romeoville, made the discovery. According to police, the victims were believed to have been shot earlier on Sunday. Their identities and ages have not been released. Impulse buys are on the rise, especially among heavy users of social media. According to Ted Rossman, a senior industry analyst at Bankrate, millennials lead the pack in these spontaneous purchases.
We found that over the past year, about 4 out of 10 social media users made an impulse buy of something that they saw on social media. And unfortunately, 57% of them regretted at least one of the purchases.
The research indicates that as age increases, the inclination to make impulsive buys driven by social media decreases. Obesity is increasingly being blamed in heart disease fatalities. Research in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals that it was mentioned on death certificates 3 times more frequently in 2020 than 1999. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.